Hi, welcome to Three Dog Yoga. You're listening to a 30-minute flow class. When you're ready, grab a mat and we'll get started. Good morning, good morning. Hello, hello. I'm glad we all got here. It's Monday. And it's a new month. It's August. Which means all kinds of good things for parents with kids that go back to school, but all kinds of mixed emotions about teachers who and administrators who have to go back to school. Veronica, are the sports already on? Are we already sportsing?
Not yet. One more week.
And then the sports commence. This is the only time I've ever seen Veronica's hand gesture be less than completely 1000% enthusiastic. She's like, "Wee!" never seen her less than like until, you know, the end of summer. That's, you know, we are kicking it into a different gear this month. We're going to work with agility and nimbleness, both in body and mind, and how we develop that in a yoga practice to stay young, both in body and in spirit. So that's going to not require you to have any athletic ability. We're not going to do any drills where you like run through tires. Although, like, if you want to do that, like, I'll do that with you. But what we're going to focus on is balance, coordination, the core body integrating us into just better movement patterns. And by utilizing these kind of nuances within the body, develop a mind that, you know, isn't going through the same motions over and over again, but actually listening, understanding, and adapting to what we're doing. So that being said, today's work, it's that three-legged dog to knee to chest thing that helps us learn to step underneath our body to go forward, which is one of the hardest parts of yoga. Headstand's not the hardest part. It's stepping forward to warrior one. That is the hardest part of yoga. right, Jess? Yes? Good. All right, you be careful with that knee. We're going to start in down dog. Everybody be careful with all your body parts. But if you did just do something to your meniscus, be gentle. Right, so take a few moments to land in your hands and feet to feel the floor underneath you. Practice we were doing yesterday of just sensitizing to the base of the pose. Just lead into how we're going to work within it and how we're going to transition. So basic transitions here. We're going to go high plank on an inhale and down dog on an exhale. And one reason is getting into the rhythm of your breath. Let that be the primary reason right now that you're doing this. You're inhaling forward, full length of inhale. And you're exhaling back, full length of exhale. Then bring your awareness to your spacing. So when you rock forward to the high plank, do you really have enough room, or are your shoulders overshooting your hands? And if they are, walk your hands one hand step forward so that the shoulders either line up at the wrists or a little behind. If you want to work a little more core body strength, have the shoulders a little behind the wrists. So the plank has plenty of front body length. And the longer your plank gets, the more work your core body is doing. That's just how that plays out. But also, right, the healthier your shoulders get, less compression there. So more core body strength, less shoulder compression. Come on back to down dog and stay. And if it's an elongated down dog that you need to change up, do. Walk the feet a little wider than they usually might be. That's up to you how wide. Press your hands down and forward. Send your hip crease up and back. Breath in. Breath out. And you'll walk your hands into center. So you've got an A-frame or a snowplow dog where you press your hands down and forward, send the hips up and back. The feet are still wide apart. And then you just step your hands back down your center line until you walk yourself into a ragdoll at the back of your mat. And pause here. Press the floor with your feet. Let your head get heavy. If you need to sway something out, do that for a couple breaths, but then come back to your center line and really let the upper body drop, let it drape over the legs. Get the legs really strong, legs, two pillars, two columns that are allowing the spine to fully release. Let your hands go, walk them back out. Come up the feet back to about hip distance. We're now dog, and I think the work we did yesterday, those of you that were here, press evenly into both hands. Right? Keep that, even though this pose is going to try to distract you from that, press both hands evenly down, but lift your right leg up behind you. Yes, yesterday was like preparation for today. That's just how it happened. Press hands down and forward, lift the right leg up and back. You're even in left and right side. Bend the upper knee. We're going to come forward to knee to nose. So you're going to rock your weight forward as much as you can into your hands. Knee to nose, nose to knee. It's like cat pose. Then when you inhale, just going to step back to down dog. Down dog, breathe out here. Feel your hands, even weight. Inhale, left leg. Up and back, stay even left to right in the hands. Bend the knee, continue that evenness of left and right. Knee into your chest, nose to knee. So you're pressing the hand down as you bring the knee as far forward as you can. Try to touch knee to nose, nose to knee. Round your spine like cat. Inhale, step back. Down dog. Breathe out here. Then slightly different action. Hands pressed down both evenly. Right leg up and back. Breathe in. That stays. Now you're going to bring knee to chest, but you're going to look forward as the knee comes to the chest. You're going to stay in the plank. Draw your heart forward. Draw your knee through. Don't see your knees. See the floor out in front of you. Exhale, step back to down dog. Breathe in. Left leg up and back behind you. Both hands press evenly down. Keep that focused mind. Bend the knee. Bring it into your chest, draw your heart forward. So you are in a plank from your back foot all the way through the crown of your head. The body's in a plank. That knee just happens to be coming through the arms as much as possible. End of the exhale, step back down dog. So that's different. We're going to contrast those again. Press your hands down forward, right leg up and back. Come forward, knee to nose, nose to knee, round the spine. And then step back down dog. Inhale, left leg up and back behind. Press down evenly through both hands, even though it wants to rock to the right. And then knee to nose, nose to knee. Press your hands down, round your spine. And step back into that exhale to down dog. Then the contrast. Press your hands down, right leg up and back. Right knee to chest, but you're looking forward. You're drawing long in a plank. Heart forward, hands down. See the floor in front of you. Down dog. Then left leg up behind. Both hands pressed down evenly. Bend the knee. Bring it into your chest. Body in a plank. You look forward. You'll never see your knee in this scenario. Hands pressed down. Seeing the floor out in front of you, and then down dog. And you move this right down into child's pose or dolphin, depending on where you want to be right now. If neither of those suffices, you can stay in down dog. Just gonna pause for three good breaths. So those are both valid agility developing exercises in our body. Knowing which one you're doing and doing it completely would be the yoga part. Okay. There's knee to nose and there's knee to chest. And the teacher will often shorthand those. And that's the distinction between them right there. When we're trying to step forward, you can probably guess which one of them is going to be more appropriate. Right? When we want to step forward, it's the knee to chest looking forward. that's going to help us get there. The drop of the head doesn't help us go forward. So we'll work with the step. And we do this all the time in the lunges, right? Come on up to down dog. And again, sensitize to hands and feet. And then particularly to your hands, and keep an even weight left and right. When you inhale, take your right leg up and back behind you, even weight in the hands, left and right. Bend the right knee, bring it into your chest, look forward on the floor. Take on a little more weight in your left hand now. Pick up the right and step the left or right foot directly there. Yes, good. Just have a little rock back and forth. Enjoy the breath here for a few moments. And then it's the same when we come out of a lunge. In how we kind of want to reverse the action. But again, without dropping the head. So coming back into your lunge, we're going to press the hands down, look forward. Think about making a plank with your body and keeping that plank as you then bring the right hand down, press it into the floor to pick up the foot and step back. You're in a plank looking forward. Then we'll press back to down dog. We'll leave the vinyasa for a moment later in time. We'll get to. Then left side, another chance to practice this. Both hands pressed down, left leg up and back. And then as you come forward, bring the knee into the chest. Look forward. That's going to help you move the leg more forward, lighten up the left hand step. A little rock up and back. So that looking forward, that keeping the body integrated in the plank is a way of making ourselves lighter as we step, right? More things staying integrated, more lightness in the way we move. It's going to be tempting to look down. It's going to be tempting to look at your knee or to look at your foot, but you're going to look ahead. So coming back next breath to the lunge, look forward on the floor, right? Left hand's probably a little light right now. Right hand's a little heavy. That's the nature of this positioning. Bring the left hand into the floor, look forward. Step back, high plank. Now even weight in both hands again to press back to down dog. Look forward, walk or lily hop, top of your mat. Breathe in, lift halfway. And breathe out, fold forward, bow in, wrap your arms around your legs, hug body to thighs and let your head drop heavy. Let it turn a little side to side. And you release your hands to the mat. Roll up to standing mountain pose. Through some sun aids. Again, getting breath lined up with movement. Bow forward as you empty. Breathe in. Lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands. Step back, down dog or chaturanga. Upward facing dog. And downward facing dog. With your exhale, you empty. And look forward. Walk or lily hop to your hands. Breathe in. Lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Press your feet down, breathe in. Reach up. And breathe out, bow. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Get fullness of breath. Pay attention to that. Look forward, walk or lily hop. Do the simple things well and completely. Halfway lift, come up high enough that you feel your mid-back work. We're still in half lift, by the way. Exhale, fold forward. If you're moving faster than that, no big deal, just acknowledge it. Start following through with the breath. inhale, reach up, and get to the top of this, squeeze your legs, draw the abdominals in, and exhale, fold all the way to the completion of that exhale. And then inhale, lift halfway, come up high enough that you feel your mid-back working in a moment of squeeze there. Plant your hands, step back, breathe out. Breathe into the top of your inhale. You have time because you came here to do yoga. This is yoga, so there's no rush to get to the next thing. Down dog, breathe all the way out. Excellent. Breath in. Let it out here. Back to the leg raise. Right leg up behind you as you press both hands down. Similar but different. We're going to bring right knee to right elbow, but same idea. You're going to look forward. You're going to be in a plank. So whenever we bring knee to elbow, heart forward, look forward. Forget about looking at your knee ever. Just know that it's going towards your elbow. Inhale, reach the right leg up and back. Three-legged dog again, both hands evenly weighted. Now, similar but different. Knee across to the left elbow, but look forward. Draw your heart forward. So you've got a plank, and the leg is crossing that plank. But the body from foot to head is in that plank for sure. Inhale, reach up and back. Even weight, both hands. Knee to your chest. Look forward. Create the plank from foot to head. Right hand gets light. You step. And breathe in and reach up for crescent lunge. Nice. Exhale, hands to heart center. We're going to deepen that crescent lunge. Press into your feet. Let your hips drop if they can. Inhale, heart up. Exhale, we're going to twist left elbow toward right knee. And stay with the arms, hands to heart center, or open the arms wide. Pull your right hip back, heart forward. All right, now we're in a more complex situation, but the same thing to get out of it. As you exhale, hands down, heart forward, look forward. Look forward, but pick up the foot and step it back. High plank or low plank. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, make your way to down dog. Good, and all the way to child's pose. A lot of complexity there. Let things get simple for a breath in. And a breath out. Good. On an inhale, come back up, down dog, again. Four on the floor, hands, feet. Feel it. You know you're there. Don't skip that step. Left leg up as you press. Both hands down. Equal weight left to right. Bend the left knee. Come forward. Left knee to left elbow. You're controlling that swing. Draw your heart forward. Your body's in a plank. Your knee just happens to be off doing its own thing over there. Breathe in, reach up and back. So you're never seeing your knee. This whole time, the leg's moving, you're not going to see it. Because as you shift forward into the high plank, your gaze is going forward. Your head's coming into the plank. The knee is finding the right elbow and legs across the body, but you're still in a plank. Inhale, reach up and back. Bend the knee, tuck it into the chest. Rock forward, looking for bodies in a plank, but your knee is coming to your chest as high as it can, as far forward as it can. Left hand gets light, you step. Then reorient yourself up into a crescent lunge. As you exhale, we bring hands to heart center and get deeper in that crescent lunge. Maybe it's a longer stance, maybe it's deepening the one you have. Lift your heart up. Exhale, twist. Right elbow toward left knee. Back leg tight. Stay here. You could inhale, open your arms if you like. And then getting out of it, undo the twist, hands down, look forward, make the body into a plank before you pick up the foot. Low push up or high push up. Breathe all the way in for your up dog. Then transition with your exhale to down dog. Breath in. Breath all the way out. Forward walk or lightly hop top of the mat. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Breathe out, bow forward. Sit your hips back, Utkatasana. Yesterday we did easy Utkatasana. If you want to do easy Utkatasana again, you can, but otherwise, Utkatasana. And hands to heart, we're going to twist left elbow toward right knee. Stay here, open your arms on an inhale or open one arm on the inhale. And then exhale, bow forward, hug your legs, your body down the center line of the legs. Inhale, Utkatasana, sit back, lift your chest, reach long. Hands to heart. When you exhale, we're going to twist right elbow to left knee. Heart forward, long spine. You can open your arms if you like. When you exhale, fold down your legs. The back of your head get heavy, the spine decompressed and long. Press your feet down, drive them through the mat as you come to standing mountain pose. We exhale, bend your knees, send your hips back. Boom. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands, step back, high or low push-up, but a full exhale. Stay in that plank. Do not emergency exit. Breathe in, upward facing dog. And if you want to get stronger planks, you got to stay in the planks. Down dog, breathe out. I'm sorry to be the bearer of that news. Have a breath in. Open your mouth and let it go as you walk your feet a little wider than usual, or a lot wider than usual. That's up to you. I'm going to play a little bit with the leg under the body work. So breath in here. When you exhale, you're going to bring your right knee forward to your right elbow. Look forward. You're in that high plank. Knees at elbow. Then inhale, step back to that wide leg down dog. Then when you exhale, it's left knee to left elbow and your body's in the plank, heart forward. You're never seeing your knee, right? Until you get back to down dog. Then you can see both knees. Then right knee to left elbow, but you're in a plank. You're looking forward. And back. Stepping into that wide-legged down dog. And then left knee to right, heart forward, look forward. And you're back to that wide-legged down dog. And then right knee to your chest, same, heart forward, looking forward. And back legs, never seeing the knee. Till down dog. Then left knee to chest, look forward. You're in a plank, you're looking out on the floor. And step. Down dog, wide-legged, bring it into the narrow set of the legs or the hip distance set of the legs that's usual for you. Okay, so much harder when we don't have that big leg swing behind us. Right? That lack of momentum is the point. So we'll do one round here. Breath in. Breath out. You're going to bring right knee toward your chest. Look forward. Press into your left hand more than the right and step the right foot down. Good. Bow pull twist. Right elbow toward the ceiling. Open. And then right hand down to the mat. As you breathe out, step back. Down dog. Breath in here. Breathe out. Left knee to the chest. Look forward. Lighten your left hand. Step. Breathe in. Left elbow toward the ceiling, open up, bopal, good. Exhale, left hand down. Step back, down dog. Now you can see your knees. Have a breath in. Empty. We'll do one more. Right knee to chest, step forward, look. That bow pull twist and over twist this time. So cactus the arm, squeeze the shoulder blade in towards center on the back. And when you exhale, come back to center. Really pay attention to pressing the hand out. Look forward as you pick up the foot. You get in the plank, then transition that plank to down dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Into that exhale, the left knee comes into the chest. You're looking forward. You step. A bow pull twist again, and this time cactus the arm, squeeze the shoulder blade in toward the spine. Good. And then as you come back to center, the left hand down, think plank. Press the hand down, pick up the foot, then transition back to down dog. Now you can see your knees. Breath in. Open your mouth and let it go. Look through your hands. Walk or hop to seated. Come down onto your back, back bend of your choice, bridge, wheel, or otherwise. Here for five. Make your way down in your own time. Pause, land, breathe, do nothing. Notice anything that bubbles to the surface. And then if you've got some favorite poses you want before Shavasana, go ahead, be drawn into those, or maybe move directly to Shavasana, or perhaps your body's asking for something just totally different than usual today. Give it what it needs. Enjoy the rest. When you're ready to come back, start with wiggling your fingers and your toes. Roll to your right side. Pause there. See if you can take your left hand, palm to the floor, and use that action, pressing down, to bring yourself to seated in a way that's just really kind of calm and elegant, easy. And then as you take your seat, have a moment to arrive and arise. Feel the space within you and how you're holding it. And we'll bring our hands together at heart center and raise thumbs to forehead center. That was super, y'all. Well done. Namaste. Have a great day out there. See you soon. Good stuff. Bye. And thank you for joining us here. We'd love to see you online in our Zoom classes. You can join us at 3dogyoga.com. And if you'd like to support this podcast, we're on patreon.com/3dogyoga. Thanks again for practicing with us. Namaste.